Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is faithful, church. God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:27. And again, we keep reading scripture from the New Testament, but Paul wrote so many awesome letters to the church. And today the Lord is speaking to us through Paul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Colossians 1:27. And this is just the Apostle Paul.
Amen.
Speaking to yet again another church, and today he's speaking to us. But in here in 1:27, we're just gonna read this portion. It says, to them. He's talking about us. He's talking about Gentiles. He's talking about people. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in you and he is your hope of glory?
Amen.
God wants you to know that the riches and the glory of Christ were not just for the Jewish people.
Right.
Yes, the Lord Jesus was a Jew. Yes, he was raised in a Jewish home. Yes, he ministered to the Jewish people. Hallelujah. But he ministered to all that came to him.
Amen.
And he gave us, hallelujah, he gave us today. We are Gentiles. That means we are non-Jews.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are part of his awesome ministry.
Yes.
We are part of the mystery that he's talking about right here in the gospel. The mystery that Christ now, because you are a son and daughter of the Most High God, Christ lives in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, that is the mystery. The mystery is that Christ indwells every believer. Can you see that? Like, your mind is so finite. My mind is so finite that I cannot fathom that sentence. That the Lord himself is living in the inside of me. That power and glory, holiness is living in the inside of me. That righteousness is living in the inside of me. Wow. What a privilege.
Amen.
Amen.
You gotta see that as a privilege.
Amen.
What a gift. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't earn it. It was just given to us. Just because we believed.
Amen.
And we believed by faith. Because
yes.
You see, you can't do anything without faith.
That's right.
Our walk is by faith, not by sight.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. So when this dwelling takes place, you increasingly, hallelujah, reflect the Lord's character.
Amen.
Right now there's an indwelling of the Holy Spirit happening inside of you, of Christ inside of you. And because he is inside of you, the character of Jesus is being reflected through you.
Amen.
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 That is, church, that is powerful. The Lord's character, the Lord's conduct, the Lord's attitude, his actions is being reflected through you and me.
Amen.
And this is why it's so important for us to get into the Word of God, because while we are in the Word of God, hallelujah, the Word helps us to deal with everyday life.
Yes.
It empowers us to come against the things that are not aligned to the Word of God.
Amen.
It comes against the lies of the enemy.
Amen.
It comes against the deceit of the enemy.
Amen.
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 The indwelling presence, this is powerful, church. The
yes.
indwelling presence of God functions within you just like putting a new engine in a vehicle. Without an engine, a vehicle cannot run. And when you have an old car and it's no longer running, the minute you replace that old engine to the new one, poof, you got a new version of your vehicle.
Amen.
And it runs great, and it runs smoothly, and it runs for the better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, guess what? That new engine is the power of the Holy Spirit. It indwells in you, and when God sealed you with it, hallelujah, it made a better person and a better version of you.
Amen.
Because you on your own, you can have a good attitude. You can't reflect the glory of God alone without that new engine from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own. This is why we said yes to the Lord, because we need him.
Yes.
We all need him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now you put that new engine into this old car. Now that new vehicle is transformed to work better than before, just like we were transformed to work better than before.
Amen.
To function better than before.
Amen.
To model Jesus better than before. To reflect his glory better than before.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this gives you an assurance. It gives you, it says here on 27, which Christ in you, the hope of glory, it gives you an assurance that now you can share the glory of God, because the glory of God is within you.
Yes. Amen.
You're not sharing the glory that we give God. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sharing his glory, which is his goodness.
Right.
Hallelujah. His graciousness. And his compassion.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to show it to you in the word. And I'm going to go to the Old Testament to show you. Remember when Moses said, God, show me your glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to give you a little nugget right now. Don't ask to show you his glory, because the glory of God is within you. You have it.
Right.
You have it already. We have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But look at this. This is what was meant. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33. And the Lord is trying to say something. I'm going to give you the title in a few minutes. Hallelujah. But let's go to Exodus 33. And let's go to verse 18. We all know the story.
Amen.
We all know the story of Moses.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She has stickies on this Bible. And Moses said in 18, it says, please show me your glory. Then the Lord said, I will make all my goodness. He's talking about his glory. Pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we should stop there, because the next one said, but he said, you cannot see my face, nor no man shall see me and live. Amen. But that's another sermon, amen, because that's a lot of meaning, and some people take that out of context. Amen. So, but what I'm trying to tell you, that when Moses asked for the Lord to show him his glory, the Lord replied, I will make all my goodness. He's talking about his glory. Pass before you. I will call out my name, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Before you. And I will show you mercy. And I will show mercy to anyone that I choose, says the Lord. I will show compassion to anyone I choose, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We know that the Lord, the mercies of God are new every morning.
Amen.
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 And God is the one that chooses.
Yes.
Yes.
And today in this house, we are the chosen vessels of God.
Hallelujah.
He chose you. And you said yes to him. He chose you and you accepted him.
Yes.
And because you said yes to the Lord, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And today you are called glory carriers. Oh. Amen. And that is the title of my message. A carrier, you are a carrier of God's glory.
Amen.
Do you know that we are all carriers of God's glory? Hallelujah. And you may ask, what is a glory carrier? Well, I'm going to tell you what that is. It is a man or a woman that displays the manifest presence of God. Amen. And today, this morning, and I'm sure in your homes, and I'm sure your jobs, we are all displaying and manifesting the glory and presence of God, because glory lives in the inside of us.
Amen.
And every day, more and more, what God is trying to tell you, be mindful that inside of you, you carry my glory. Be mindful that you are a glory carrier. Be aware of the mystery and the treasure that you have inside of you.
Amen.
And today I want to invite you to become a host for God's presence. Wherever you go. Wherever you go. And in order to do that, you need to step into the supernatural and become a glory carrier. Can I repeat that? In order for you to be a glory carrier, you need to step into the supernatural, hallelujah, and become a glory carrier. Because you are a spiritual being now, living in a human body. But you can step now into the supernatural. We are all ordinary men and women of God. But we can walk in the supernatural. Because the Spirit of God is living in the inside of us. And glory is inside of us.
Amen.
And when you go back to scriptures, when you go back after the Lord left, right? He went up, he ascended into heaven to be with the Father. You saw the ordinary people, the apostles, the disciples, hallelujah, they stepped into the supernatural because they knew that the glory of the Lord was within them.
Amen.
They knew that they were not alone. They knew that the presence of God, wherever they went, it went with them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you got to be aware of that.
Yes.
That wherever you go, the presence of God is with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let me tell you that in order to do that, in order to host, become a host, and for God's presence to be evident wherever you go, there's some things you got to follow. Amen.
Yes.
Some things you got to obey. Some things you got to step into. And one of the things that is most important, you need to have an intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You were sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You were sealed with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is also called Spirit of glory. Amen. So we as individuals, men and women of God, who have already been sealed by the Holy Spirit, it doesn't stop there. You need to enter into a fellowship and intimacy with the Holy Spirit. What do I mean by that? He has to become your friend. You have to befriend the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And when we're not gonna get there. This is for next week. Because we're gonna talk about being a friend of the Holy Spirit. We're gonna break that down today. Amen. But once you enter into an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will then be able, listen to this, experience healing and deliverance, and pray for miracles that will change other people's lives. Amen. How many of us need to experience a miracle? Need to experience healing?
Yes.
Need to experience deliverance in
Amen.
Any area of our life?
Yes.
We all
yes.
do.
Yes.
And not just in this house, people outside of this house, your families, your co-workers, our neighbors. We can pray right now, hallelujah. And because we are glory carriers, we can make a difference in other people's lives. Amen?
Amen.
But the Lord wanted me to remain because we gotta first start from the beginning. And we gotta enter into a deep fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You gotta call him your friend. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's where it at. If Holy Spirit's not your friend, you're not gonna be able to experience healing. You're not going to be able to experience deliverance. If you pray for somebody, nothing's going to happen if the Holy Spirit is not your friend. If you haven't invited him to be your friend and remain friends. Amen?
Amen.
How many of us have had broken friendships, broken relationships over small stuff? But it happens. And you get disconnected. For me, you know what a true friend is? I can call my friend in Texas and we pick up where we left off. That's my friend. And there could be months, even over a year, that we don't speak to one another. But when we pick up that phone and we begin to talk, we pick up where we left off. That's a true friend.
Yes.
A true friend will be there in the good times and in the bad times, no matter what differences they've had in the past. That's a true friend. Amen. So God wants you to have a friendship, an intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Remember, he is a person. He is God, the Holy Spirit. When you acknowledge him and honor him, he will respond with his presence.
Amen.
And we witness that today.
Amen.
And when you go home, when you're in your car, you should be witnessing the presence of God with you.
Amen.
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 I'm going to ask, how many of you want a deeper relationship with the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then I'm going to ask you to pray this every morning. And you got to say, Holy Spirit, come and possess me.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That's what you got to pray. Holy Spirit, every morning, Holy Spirit, come and possess me.
Yes.
Lord. In other words, Holy Spirit, come and dominate me. Come and decrease me, Holy Spirit. Come and take over me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You just got to talk to the Holy Spirit like you speak to anybody.
Amen.
Like you speak to a friend. Invite his presence in and request his friendship. That's all we got to do. Amen?
Amen.
I want to let you know something else that you may be wondering. Amen? That the Lord Jesus will not be offended in the way you communicate with the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are not in competition with one another. They're not competing against one another. Amen?
Amen.
So none of them will be offended. The Lord Jesus will not be offended if you ask the Holy Spirit, hey, come be my friend.
Yeah.
Because they're not in competition. They are perfectly unified. They are perfectly bonded. They are perfectly united by the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
So you can request his friendship just as you can request the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Yes. They will not be offended against each other. Trust me.
Amen.
Let's turn to Romans 8:14. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you're getting some nuggets today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a glory carrier. Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit, in other words, these are sons of God.
Yes.
Amen. What it's saying is all who are led by the Holy Spirit They are the children of God.
That's right.
They are sons and daughters of God. If we walk according to the Spirit as God desires, because that's what God desires, that we walk according to His Spirit, then we prove ourselves to be sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you another question. What does your lifestyle look like right now? Amen. Are you living in a way that honors God? Or are you living in a way that honors your flesh? And what Paul is saying here to us, do not live according to your flesh. It is a no-no in God's world. Amen. Amen. Because we can say no. We may be tempted, but we don't have to go through with the temptation, because now the Spirit of God lives in us, and now we can say no to that temptation and not go through with it. So Paul is saying, don't live according to the flesh. No, be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you will become more obedient. Listen to this. You will become more obedient, more mindful, and you will begin to conform to God's holy standard. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what God wants. God wants us to be transformed to His holy standard. And now when you conform and you are transformed by the renewing of the mind, because now you have the mind of Christ, amen,
yes.
Whatever you pray for, God will hear.
Amen.
God will hear you pray, because you are being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's right here. When you go according to the flesh, you may be here, but God wants you here, right here, united, unified with Him. God, Father, and the Holy Ghost. God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when you know, you got to know that when you pray for something, you have to know without a doubt that, God, I know you're listening, and I know it shall come to pass at the right appointed time, because I sense your presence, Lord. Because you're being led by the Spirit. The Lord's presence is right there with you. You can sense it. You can touch it. It becomes tangible. Amen. I have heard many testimonies of people that have been just entering in and just seeking the Lord, that they can sense Him so mightily that they don't even want to move. But that they know that if they lift up their hands and go like this, they will touch Him, because He becomes tangible.
Amen. Amen.
And that's where we should desire all to be. To have that type of relationship. Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful. Powerful. But what happens sometimes when we are not led by the Holy Spirit, when you are led by your flesh, you can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So I want you to turn to Ephesians 4:30 right now, and let's look into that. I am building up today what I'm going to minister on next week, but we are building up, because without this foundation right here, without having a friend and connection and a bond with the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be able to do the rest. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But don't we sometimes grieve the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Let's go to 4:30. It says, this is what it says. And Paul is speaking again to the Ephesians, and he says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed. We spoke about the seal, right?
Yes.
For the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not injure the Holy Spirit. Do not displease the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What it's saying is, do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. You don't grieve the Holy Spirit by going according to your flesh. No, be led by the Spirit. Do not grieve me, says the Holy Spirit today. Don't grieve me. You got to remember what we spoke about, that the Holy Spirit has identified you and me as his own. We are his. We belong to him now. He resides in us. We are his sons and daughters. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has given you a guarantee. He has redeemed you. The scripture says you've been redeemed. You were sealed for redemption. You were sealed for redemption. You're saved. You're going to heaven when you leave this earth. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, while you're living on this earth, do not grieve me, says the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve me. Has anyone grieved the Holy Spirit? I know. I have. Hallelujah. You know why? Because when you do grieve the Holy Spirit, you know it. You know it. And I think we grieve him more times than what we want to. Because many times we don't want to. And we don't do it intentionally, but it happens. Because we're still living in the flesh. Amen? But we shouldn't be led by the flesh. We should be led by the Holy Spirit. Because he's in the inside of us. Let's go to the next verse. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, Paul tells us in the next verse, in 31, he says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This is how we can grieve him. Don't stay bitter. You're bitter at somebody? Let it go. Forgive and move on.
Amen.
It's not worth for you to live in unforgiveness. If the Lord forgave you, you can forgive too. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be angry. Don't do things under anger. Because it grieves the Holy Spirit, especially when that anger makes somebody else sin. It grieves the Holy Spirit. And it talks about evil speaking. Let's not put each other down. Amen?
Amen?
We're united. We are united in harmony. This is what God wants. Amen?
Amen?
He wants us to continue to speak, hallelujah, and encourage each one of us. Amen?
Amen.
We got a mission. God's called us for a mission, and together we're going to accomplish it. Amen?
Amen?
But when we begin to befriend the Holy Spirit, when you begin to speak to him, when you begin to get into his word, when you begin to talk to the Holy Spirit, none of this in verse 31 will be evident in you, because you're going to be walking and be led by the Holy Spirit, by his fruit. Amen? So Paul here is just warning us, you know, stay away from that. Because what that does, it grieves the Holy Spirit of God. And when you grieve the Holy Spirit, guess what happens? It disrupts your connection with the Spirit of God. And we don't want that to happen. We got to stay connected with the Spirit of God at all times, 24/7. And now more than ever before, we are living in the last days. We are living in the last days. And we have to be committed, and our desire should be to always have his presence with us. And we do, but not when we grieve him. Amen? God is faithful, and God is just. And he is a jealous God, too. Amen?
Amen.
We got to put him first. Whatever we do, we got to put him first. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you 6 points. Amen. 6 ways that you can put God's glory on display in your life. Amen. And we know these scriptures. And we know this already. But God is bringing our remembrance unto you. 1, we need to confess sin. We are not perfect, church. We all fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But as soon as we commit sin, we need to confess our sins. Hallelujah. And you can turn to 1 John 1:9, because it says, if you sin, just confess your sin, and God is just and faithful to forgive you. Amen. That's why when somebody does wrong to you, just let it go. I know it hurts. I know you didn't deserve it. Let it go. Just forgive, because the Lord God forgave you first. Amen. You fall into sin, just confess it to God. This is between you and God anyway. Nope, it's nobody's business what you do, but God knows everything. Remember, God is watching 24/7. It's your relationship with Him that matters. Amen. And then it will be evident to others by the way you walk, by the way you act. We will see the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We're going to get there soon. Another way to display God's glory is by, again, forgiving others. You can find that in Psalm 130. Due to time, I don't want to go there. Psalm 130, 3 and 4. Because God is a forgiving God. If He forgave you, you can forgive others. In the same measure that God forgave you, forgive others.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let it fester inside of you. Another way you can display God's glory, you got to trust God. You got to trust God with all your heart, mind, and soul. You got to trust God with everything you have. And you can find that in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart, it says, and lean not on your own understanding. In all His ways, acknowledge Him. We got to trust God. With everything we have, we got to believe God. You have to be confident in God. Amen?
Amen.
Another way to display God's glory, you got to produce fruit. Galatians 5, 22-23. The fruit of the Spirit are evident and will be displayed in your life when we see the love coming out of you. When we see peace, joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it goes on and on. Patience, long-suffering, yes, patience. It goes on and on. When that fruit is evident, that means you are displaying the glory of God. Amen? Philippians 4, 6, and 7, these last two. And not two other ways to display God's glory, you gotta give thanks and you got to pray.
Amen.
And in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, pray continually without stopping, and give thanks at all times to God the Father. Amen?
Amen.
These are the ways that you can put God's glory on display in your life. You got to exercise these things. Amen?
Amen.
And they're simple. They're simple ways. These are God's ways. And when you do this, you will maintain an uninterrupted friendship with the Holy Spirit, and that's what we want.
Amen.
We want an uninterrupted friendship with the Holy Spirit. We don't want anything to disrupt the unity that we believers have with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We gotta stay in one communication, one unity, one bonding, one. We gotta be one. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only that, you're going to sense the Holy Spirit. You put these things on display. You put God's ways on display. You put the glory of God first on your life. Let me tell you, you're going to sense the Holy Spirit. You're going to experience the Holy Spirit presence in your life. And we want that. We want that. We need that daily. We need that daily, church. Hallelujah. And like I said before, some friendships, they're seasonal. You know why? Because sometimes God does not allow certain friends to go where God is taking you. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The other day we heard a message from Pastor Andy. Some of you were not here. It was about jealousy and envy. Sometimes, due to envy and jealousy, God will not allow one of your friends to take you where he's taking you, because they're going to tear down your dream. They're going to tear down your goals. Amen. So that's why I put down, some friendships are seasonal. And the word says, for everything, there's a season.
Yes.
Amen. But I wrote down too, and some ought to be maintained forever. Some friendships ought to be maintained forever. And if you are displaying these six things in your life, you're displaying the God's glory in your life, I believe personally that you can maintain a friendship forever as long as these six things are being displayed in your life. Amen. If God displayed them on you, because if we go through all this, God forgave your sin. Hallelujah. God took on the debt for you. God put his trust on us. Why? Because we're glory carriers. He trusted us with his glory inside of us. God prays for us. Amen. He gives thanks to us. We saw it in the Gospel of John that the Lord Jesus prayed for future believers. Amen. And he gave us the privilege of us to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit by sealing us with his Spirit himself.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So all these things are on display. So if God displayed them on him for us to receive from and be blessed with, why can't we display this on others?
That's right.
So simple. The gospel is simple. We make it difficult. Amen.
Amen.
So all believers should make a living in the presence of God. You should desire that every morning when you wake up and say, Holy Spirit, good morning. Hallelujah. God, thank you for another day. You got to acknowledge the Lord. That's why it's so important, as a glory carrier as we are, to remain in a daily friendship with the Holy Spirit by communing with him, by talking to him. Hallelujah. By inviting him into your presence. Amen.
Yes.
Into your job. Into your home. Into your vehicle. Into the stores with you. Wherever you go, invite the Holy Presence to come with you. And you know it's there. But we're trying to communicate with the Holy Spirit. We're trying to talk to him. Because we want the Holy Spirit to be tangible.
Yeah.
Amen. Want to be tangible. I remember, and I think I don't know if Pastor Ruth shared this with us, but Prophet Juaning, the person, she just passed like a couple months ago. But I've gone to visit her at her home, and she had a very intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And she would tell me a story where there was a bureau here that needed to be moved downstairs. And she would say, come on, Holy Spirit, let's go. Let's go. Let's help me move it. It got moved. Now, this lady's tiny, short, skinny. I mean, to me, she was maybe about 100, 105 pounds. But she tells me the story, and she would tell us the story. Yeah, God helped me move the bureau outside. God helped me move the bureau downstairs. God helped me move it. Okay, but anyway. That's how intimate her relationship was with the Lord. Amen. That's how intimate our relationship is with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're almost done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We have to. You got to know. You got to be aware that wherever you go, the Lord's presence is with you. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm 16:11. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you there?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look what it says. It says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. God shows you and I the path of your life where his presence is present. Amen? And in this path, you will experience joy. The joy of the Lord. The joy that is eternal. The joy that is everlasting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the unspeakable joy that the Word speaks about. You don't understand. Everything's breaking down around you. But the joy of the Lord becomes your strength because you know that the presence of God is right here with you.
Amen.
And God opens up that pathway. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the last scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:18. God is amazing.
Hallelujah.
He really is. Hallelujah. 3:18, this is what it says. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Or you can change it and say, just as by the Holy Spirit. So all of us who have had the veil removed, because remember, when you received the Lord, the veil was removed. You are no longer blinded. Amen. Now you know the truth of the gospel. Now you know about the Son Jesus, hallelujah, that came, lived, amen, was born, lived, died, and resurrected. Amen. For us, he did it for us. He paid the whole debt for us. Amen. So now that the veil has been removed, now we can see. Sons and daughters of God, we can see now and reflect the glory of God.
Amen.
Reflect the glory of God. And the Lord who is spirit, remember I said we are spiritual beings now. The Lord who is the spirit, he makes us more and more like him every day as long as we continue to display this six items that we spoke about that show the glory of God in you. Amen?
Amen.
And we are being changed from glory to glory. We are being changed from the image of God. That means that we are being transformed and changed to a better version of us, but changed towards the image and likeness of God. Every day we are being matured. We are being changed to look and model Jesus Christ more and more.
Amen.
Every single day.
Amen.
To model,
Amen.
To model, to reproduce, Amen. To reproduce Jesus Christ himself every day. His character, his conduct,
yes.
his action. Every day we go from glory to glory.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. And this is what we want. So we want internally to be transformed. Hallelujah. Spiritually, to reflect and resemble the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 That's what we want. We want to be more like him. That's what we need to decrease so that the Lord can increase in us.
Amen.
That's what we need to pray. Holy Spirit, come and possess me. Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. And decrease me. Holy Spirit, come and dominate me. And the Lord God made this transformation possible when he died on the cross for every one of our debts. Amen?
Amen.
So today as believers, we can enjoy God's presence by living as a glory carrier and experiencing the victory he has freely given to each one of us. Amen.
Amen.
So go out and continue to walk and display God's ways and know that you are a glory carrier and the presence of God is always, always with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.